another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper.
I wish a lot of you people were out here in the desert right now and could join me and Nancy. You know, I'm taking her up to see Acoma. It is the most unusual Indian village in all the world. Why, here she comes now.
Acola, Uncle Luke.
Well,
I sure feel good.
I'm glad you're here, Nancy. Yep, I got it all planned. You know where you're going today?
Are we going to see Acoma?
Well, yes, sir. I'm kind of acting guide to some school children.
Oh, are they going with us?
Nope. We are to meet them up there.
How far is Acoma from here? Do tell me about it.
Well, in describing it to tourists, I usually tell them Acoma is about 30 miles east of Santa Fe. You know, in the state of New Mexico. It is a 70-acre solid rock formation about 400 feet above the ground and 7,000 feet high.
Do Indians live up there?
Yep, about 500 Pueblos live on the top of that desert mountain. Matter of fact, Acoma is the most mysterious Indian village on the American continent. You know, the steep, impassable walls and overhanging spires that make it impossible for anybody to climb to the top of the village. Well, that is, unless they go up on the old Indian trail.
Well, is that the way we'll go?
Well, it's the only way we can take. Mm-hmm. You see, for over 300 years, the sunlit sky out here has looked down upon the brown baked adobe and native plaster, making it smooth as marble by the passing of time.
Oh, I'm just thrilled with the thought of actually seeing Acoma.
Well, Nancy, you're going to get the surprise of your life today. You're going to see something that you never saw before.
What, Uncle Luke?
You talking to me?
Oh, I forgot. All right, old trapper.
Well, I ain't telling just what you will see, Nancy. It's so different. Just wait. If you get into the wagon now, we'll get started. It ain't very far up there. Get up. Go on, you. Get up. Let's be going now.
And so the old trapper and his beautiful niece are on a sandy Indian trail that leads across the barren wasteland, on up to a fantastic solid rock formation, an ancient Indian village right out in the middle of the New Mexico desert. Here we now find Nancy's eyes wide, eager, her heart beating in a land of color and mystery.
Oh, I simply can't get over wondering about such a view. Words fail me.
Why, no other place in all the world like this, Nancy. What's more, the Indians living on top of that rock mountain grow squash, beans, corn, and potatoes.
Why, how can they grow all those things out of solid rock?
Well, matter of fact, a Spanish padre by the name of Narcospiniza was the first stranger to discover New Mexico. They've been growing things up there for a long time. As a matter of fact, Niza was killed by the Indians, but he was followed by other padres who came out here to teach the Indian Christian faith. And in 1859, now let me see, it was 1598, kind of getting the story turned sometimes. It was in 1598 that a Spaniard by the name of Onate came here to colonize this country and to establish missions among the Indians. Construction work went forward for a while, and there was peace and a new world for the Indians. But greed and deception made the Pueblo rebel, creating the Pueblo War of 1680, a terrible war. The padres were killed, the mission destroyed, and most all the records were burned. But 98 years later, the unfaltering, patient padres were succeeding in their effort to rule New Mexico.
Do they have wars now?
Well, a lot of wars in those days, but sometime later, you know, when Old Mexico was under the rule of Spain, she kind of got to thinking about what she could do for herself, and so she rebelled. And after a long, tragic war, in 1810, Mexico was under her own rule. And then she took possession of this part of the Indian country. But in later years, the war with the United States, Mexico had to give herself up to America. Well, here we are, Nancy, right up to the place. Yes, sir, that's a coma.
So this is a coma.
Yep, people call it the Village of the Sky.
Why, I thought you said the top was solid rock.
It is, Nancy, but long, long ago, Indians went down the old trail and with skin bags, one by one, they brought dirt up here to make a fertile ground.
How deep is the soil?
About 6 to 40 feet. Look out there. Now, what do you think of that place, Nancy?
Is that a cemetery?
Yep, a real old graveyard. The toilers made a frame box 200 feet square, about 40 feet deep, and then they filled the pit full of earth from the faraway valley. Just around them adobes over there, you're going to see many mountain springs, too.
How could the water run uphill?
Well, a long time ago, the Indians carved many holes in the rock up here. Each rainy season fills them. The high altitude purifies and keeps the water cool all the year round. You know, half the pools up here are used for drinking water and, golly, the other for bathing.
Say, pardon me, do you know what those two Indian girls are doing out there?
Why, son, they are Pueblo water girls.
What do they have on their heads?
A water jar, son. You know, their mothers are pottery makers.
Can the Indian girls do chants like the men?
Well, I guess they can. I think I'll ask one of them to sing to you. No be ka kula tok kisne wa ya hisa. Now, come on, son. Are we going to see what they're going to do for it?
That was certainly interesting.
Oh.
Say, old trapper, what's that big building over there?
Yes, sir, and I was just going to say I knowed the boy would enjoy that. Well, so far as that building over there is concerned, Nancy, it is the biggest church of its kind in America. The walls are 60 feet high, 10 feet thick, and the beams supporting the roofs are 14 inches square and 40 feet long.
Well, how in the world did the Indians get such timbers up here? There are no trees around.
Ain't no timbers within 100 miles of here, girl. But no one knows where the old timbers came from.
Oh, what beautiful chimes. They sound like the mission bells in California.
Well, there ain't no question but what the Spanish had something to do with the church.
Melodies like that make me feel better.
Yep. Anybody who will listen to bells like that every day can lead a better life.
Well, who couldn't appreciate such art and melody? I won't be happy until I see inside that church.
Well, Nancy, you're going to see everything up here. Yes, sir, gosh it, I brought you up here to see everything. I know the chief pretty well, you know, and I come this way every now and then, and I give him something to make him know that I appreciate his friendship.
My, oh, my. Look at those paintings. And that altar. We never see any carvings like that in the modern churches.
Well, Spanish atmosphere is in the place all about. It's no question about that, Nancy. But you can see a lot of things in here that nobody ever saw in Spain. Look at them paintings up there on the wall. I guess the Indians must have had their own religion long before the Spanish came here.
Oh, Uncle Luke, I'll not call you old trapper now. You're Uncle Luke to me. Oh, look at that ruby sunset. I've never seen anything so beautiful in all my life. It makes me want to do things. To write, to sing, to dance with bare feet in a garden of red roses.
Yep. Out here in the village of the sky, Nancy, the land of make-believe, moonlit nights, rosy dawn and silver sky, days of solitude and a golden sunset, you know, they bring peace to those who appreciate the beauty and the freedom of the great outdoors. Acoma. Acoma, the land of mystery.
Yes. And glorified by something more beautiful than my pen can portray. That's what I'll write and send to Mother. Acoma. Acoma. Village of the sky. The most fascinating Indian village in the world.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed the story. We try to give you historical stories and the names of towns and rivers and lakes and just what they mean. So if you follow our programs, you'll enjoy them, I think, and I hope. This is the old trapper saying, yo-ho, yo-ho.